Chapter 9. The World of Art. Unit 18. Cameras Clicking Through the Ages.
It has been known since ancient times that a beam of light entering a dark tent from a single small hole would make an upside-down image of the exterior on the wall of a tent. Little did these ancients know that this idea would one day be utilized to make and keep exact copies of images. The devices would be called cameras, from the Latin camera obscura, meaning darkroom. The invention would spark the desire to create a way for preserving these images for memory's sake. The phrase camera obscura was likely a rendering of a similar Arabic phrase, al-bayat al-muslim, meaning darkroom, was coined by the scientist Ibn al-Haytham. This darkroom was a kind of miniature camera obscura he invented to study light. The idea reappears in drawings by Leonardo da Vinci in his Codex Atlanticus in the 15th century. Around this time, European artists were using camera obscuras to produce images used to trace realistic-looking pictures. More than a century passed before advances in camera design and chemistry made photography possible. Then, in 1685, the German monk Johann Zahn built a portable camera obscura. Another important advance came in 1724 when Johann Heinrich Schultz noted that a combination of silver and chalk darkened when exposed to light. However, another century would pass before the history of modern photography would actually begin. In 1826, French inventor Nicéphore Niépce used pewter and petroleum to make the first photograph in the history of the world. It appears only as a blurred, shadowy outline of a building. The photograph took 8 hours to take in full bright sunshine. In 1833, Niépce died, leaving his notes on improvements to Schultz's silver and chalk process to a colleague, Louis Daguerre. Daguerre enhanced the process. This was evident in a modern-looking black-and-white photograph of Boulevard du Temple in Paris around 1838. It took a full 10 minutes of exposure to take. Nevertheless, it features the first photographic image of a person, a gentleman who was still as he was having his boots polished. Daguerre's new process was called daguerreotype. It was still used in some form through a good part of the 20th century after Polaroid cameras were developed. Another great step forward came in 1840. Englishman William Fox Talbot invented a new process that recorded a negative or reverse color image. From one negative, many positive images could be produced. This technique became the basis of all film cameras in the next century. After these early advances, a market began to develop for affordable family portraits. This became a driving force behind future strides in photography and camera technology. Perhaps one of photography's biggest leaps came in 1885. An American inventor named George Eastman began manufacturing film. This became the most popular way to take pictures for the next 100 years. In 1888, Eastman came out with his first Kodak camera. The camera had a simple design and an unprecedented low price. It came with a large amount of film in it, enough to take 100 photographs, but had to be sent back to the factory for developing and reloading. This business model brought photography to everyone. A person only needed to point and click. Traditional plate cameras continued to offer higher quality than film until the appearance of 35mm film in 1925 in a camera called the Leica 1. The popularity of 35mm film absorbed the high-quality end of the photography market for the next decade. In 1947, Edward Land introduced his popular Polaroid instant camera. This meant that people no longer had to send off their film to be developed. though this came with some compromise in quality. Today, of course, digital cameras dominate. The first digital camera was introduced on the U.S. market in 1990 at a price of $995. Following general trends in technology, this price quickly dropped. Around 10 years later, the digital camera was priced to conquer the consumer market. Today, in fact, many electronic devices that are not cameras now come with digital cameras included.